From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Afghan officials say two suicide bombings in Kabul Tuesday killed more than 30 people and wounded at least 80. Witnesses say the bombers targeted a convoy of officials leaving the offices of parliament. Top security officials and members of parliament are said to be among the victims. The Taliban claimed responsibility. In another incident, an explosion in Kandahar Tuesday killed at least 11 people and wounded 18. The provincial governor and the ambassador of the United Arab Emirates are among the victims. A measure that would increase sanctions on Russia for its alleged interference in the recent U.S. presidential election has been submitted to Congress by a bipartisan group of lawmakers. The Countering Russian Hostilities Act of 2017 would impose visa bans on some Russian individuals and freeze their assets. It would codify sanctions already imposed by President Barack Obama and would authorize $100 million to counter Russian propaganda. U.S. President Barack Obama will deliver what the White House describes as a forward-looking farewell address tonight to the American people. The speech will recap Mr. Obama's accomplishments over the past 8 years in office. The address will be delivered about an hour from now at 2 hours Universal Time and will be carried on our website, voanews.com. A U.S. federal jury on Tuesday handed out a death sentence to the killer of 9 people at a black South Carolina church. 22-year-old Dylan Roof, a self-proclaimed white supremacist, was found guilty last month of the killings. The panel of 10 women and 2 men reached a decision after 3 hours of deliberations. Roof acted as his own defense lawyer in the penalty phase. This is VOA News.